You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord, men and women of God of Brevard County. We thank God for you listening in on 99.9, 94.7, and 100.7 here in Brevard County. We thank God also for Pastor Paul, WMIE 91.5. Thank God for Life, Health, and Strength, the Active Use of Our Limbs. It is a joy to be here on this evening. I have a wonderful man of God, amen, that I met just recently, and my God, I tell you, he's been coming to our men's gathering every fourth Saturday. And while I'm talking about it, I might as well invite you, if you're a man of God, or if you're not a man of God, if you're seeking to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, mm-hmm. we want to invite you to Victory International Praise, or VIP for short. And that's 250 North Babcock, located in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. 250 North Babcock, located in Melbourne, Florida. And that's every fourth Saturday. And we start at 7 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, right?
8
o'clock.
Yes, 8.
My fault. Oh, glory to God. And so we want to just, you know, invite you to it. Extend that invitation. All right. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm Thomas Robinson, and praise God. We have an awesome show today. I have Evangelist Clark here with me. Amen. Powerful man of God. And he has a testimony out this world. The first time I heard it, praise God, it blessed me and it blessed everybody in the house that particular Saturday. And so we've been just kind of using him to minister and throwing him out front there every once in a while. And so anyways, without any further delay, first off, man of God, you might want to introduce yourself and give a shout out to your family. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. Thank God. I thank God for being
just a little louder, brother.
Okay. Thank God for Pastor Thomas and God opened up the door to be able to minister and to be able to say hello to the world. And the most part, I thank God for my family that has been such a blessing, all the spiritual people that's been impacting my life. So I just thank God for that. I just thank God for being able to witness and most of all spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And he has been doing that. All right. Praise the Lord. And so anyways, without any further delay, man of God, give a shout out to my wife and to the people that are listening in on social media. Go ahead, man of God. Tell us your story. I mean, you have an awesome story. When I heard it, I was like, wow, you know, blew me away. And I'm going to need you quite a distance away from the cell phone here, so I'm going to need you just to speak up a little louder, okay? All right, go ahead, tell us.
Yes. Okay, first and foremost, we thank God always for life, health, and strength. The word says that in him we move, we live, and have our being. I thank God for Pastor Thomas giving me an opportunity to be able to share my testimony. You know, definitely, you know, as in starting testimonies, you know, some of them is pretty simple and some of them, you got more, you know, activity. I'm one of the ones that had a lot of activity in my testimony, you know. So I just thank God because, you know, as in, you know, starting, you know, out, I always realized, you know, in life, I went through the normal and common things that, you know, the average, you know, child went through. You know, I was brought up in a church. I, you know, played football, went to high school, you know, and then I, you know, became a daughter. I went to college. You know, so, but the thing about it, once I went to college and I went over to Tampa Tech, and me and my best friend would come back home and get drunk on the weekends. So I came back home and I got in trouble, then I didn't go back to college. So one day I was out hanging out once again, you know, home from college, and I was hanging out and I seen a couple of my friends and they was pilling around with something. I didn't know what it was. So once I began to investigate, I got caught up selling drugs. So I started selling drugs and became one of the bigger drug dealers in the community. So I end up doing.
So you went from college, you went from being a kid that was in college to being one of the biggest drug dealers in Brevard County.
Yes.
My God. and you know, because it's so, I'm glad you're telling this testimony because, a lot of times we don't understand that the enemy is really after the people of God's children. Mm-hmm. Even on this morning, I was praying for my grandson and I was saying I curse every corrupt seed that the enemy has sown in his life. I was praying that, you know, in the name of Jesus, that it would not bear fruit. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes that's, you know, Jesus, you know, he told a parable about being about the sower going forth and sowing seeds. Well, the devil is an imitator. Mm-hmm. He wants to sow seeds also because he's looking for a harvest. He's mm-hmm. looking for a fruit. We see our kids acting crazy after mm-hmm. a while, and we're like, you know, what happened? Mm-hmm. When did that happen? But the enemy starts off by sowing seeds. Mm-hmm. And so he'll use even your friends as examples and mm-hmm. people that you hang around to sow seeds. Mm-hmm. And the fruit was that you're now, what, selling drugs. I mean, yeah selling.
Yes, fruit. Yeah, the fruit now is selling drugs, yes. So I, you know, began to sell drugs. Like I said, became one of the bigger drug dealers in the community. And I end up going to federal prison for 11 years. But one thing about God, we know what the word says, all things work together for the good to them love God and are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
So as I spent time in prison, I began to, you know, study and meditate and be a part of God's kingdom in prison. And it was truly was a blessing once God raised you up to understand the spiritual world. Like the pastor was saying, you know, you don't understand the enemy. The enemy, you know, came to kill, steal, and destroy. But Christ came that you might have life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
So I thank God for protecting me in that because I've been there. And God protected me, prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. The 11 years I came out with not feeble, just like the children of Israel when they was in Egypt. When they came out, the Bible says not one of them was feeble. So I came out healthy, and I've been out now 12 years, not in trouble. God. One time, you know, now, but you know, doing as much as I can for the kingdom of God. Now, I done had some good times, some difficult times, but God, once he give you the spirit, once he give you the anointed, you can survive anything. So there's no excuse for nobody talking about they can't make it because God got too many men, women that then came out and then told and have a total different vision. They have a total different mindset. They have a total different purpose in life. So I thank God, you know, for that right there. Seeing and knowing that it's too many people. It's always a remnant that God keeps and God spares and God give a total different vision and understanding too. So you can go out and reach other people for his kingdom. Because that's the most important thing is reaching people for the kingdom of God. Because the Bible clearly says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Mm-hmm. And that's what sometimes we take that scripture for granted. But God need more laborers in his kingdom.
Yes.
And it's so important for us as believers to continue to pray that God will continue to add people to his kingdom. Because truly we in a battle. Especially at the time now we live in that. It's all out war all over the world. With the pandemic, with the different, you know, the viruses going on. But one thing about it is the Bible clearly says that Jesus Christ is our Passover. It's just like the children when he put the blood on the doorpost, the death angel couldn't come in. So it's just like the Jesus Christ is, he can protect us from, he's the only one can protect us from danger unseen. Amen. So if you think that you protect yourself from any danger unseen, no, you got to realize that God is protecting you from danger unseen because you cannot see a virus and you cannot see a virus with your natural eye. So we just thank God for protecting us and, you know, and giving us the wisdom and knowledge to be able to have faith and to be able to survive what we're going through right now.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, man of God, let me ask you this question because I know that I did jail and prison ministry for about 11 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I would tell the men that were in jail or whatever to, you know, pray about a support system when they came out, because I noticed something as I was doing jail and prison ministry, that a lot of men would get out, and next thing you know, I would see them back in. And so it's like I was thinking that they'd get out and they would be successful, but that wasn't the case. And I thank God for you, because you got out, you stayed out, you're successful, you're a businessman now, right?
Yes,
in the community. Okay, so what I began to do, because I would literally begin to tell the men, as a matter of fact, when we would come in the morning times, I would have them to pray, and we'd spend time in prayer. We just wouldn't get up and sing, or come in and sing and preach. But I'd tell the men, get down on your knees. I could see the guards. They would come to the door, and they'd be looking like, what's going on? Where's everybody at? You know. But some of the guys would be on their knees. There were guys that be on their face, and we were laid out all over the jail. Can I tell you something? Men were being filled with the Spirit of God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, I'll put it this way. It got so crowded. That was such an awesome move of God. And this was about the time when, and I don't know if you remember this here, but they started, the men in that jail, they started hanging themselves. We were in the midst of, God was in the midst of just doing great things there. But also, what was going on at the jail is that they were having hangings. And so that it was the best of times, and yet the worst of times also. And so, but I would tell these men to go ahead, don't wait till you get ready to get out to pray about these things, but go ahead and start praying about a job ahead of time. Go ahead and start praying about a place to stay, because they would get out, they would not have a place to stay, couldn't get a job. The way the system is kind of set up, you know, they want you to start, you get out on parole, they want you to start, paying money, to a parole officer. And so all of a sudden I begin to see there was guys not coming back in. And every once in a while I'll run into men on the street, and they'll be like, hey, you preach to me. And thank God that they're successful. Mm-hmm. They're out. They're making it. Did you have a support system? What kind of support system? I know God definitely had to be your support system. But was there any type of support system for you?
Yes, I had my family. My brother had a business that he had already established. He had a lawn business, so that was really a blessing to me. But one thing about it also, I was always a guy that went out and found my own different ways to means to make money. So, whoever getting ready to come out or you getting ready to start, you can really make it, because there's so many opportunities always out there for you. Like Pastor Thomas said, he really is an advocate about business. And you can work, you can start anywhere, because one thing about it, if you just you're determined to survive, determined to make it, it's always going to be opportunity. Like I say, it's always a stepping stone, but you have to be able to take one day at a time and let God order your steps, and you be wise as a serpent and humble as a dove, because there's so many opportunities, but it's always opportunities, always opportunities there for us if you really want to do the right thing.
Amen. Amen. And I thank God for, because I remember working on Fisk Boulevard in Cocoa. I had my own business, a hairstyling salon. And I would see a lot of our young men get caught up in the selling of drugs. And I knew, let me say this here, I felt like they were businessmen, and the enemy was going after them to pull them or to get them in the wrong type of business. Come on. In other words, they had business on it, just like you had business on the inside of you. But the enemy wants to manipulate and pervert what's on the inside of us. Sometimes God gives us a business mind. Oh, glory to God. And so, as a matter of fact, what type of business would you like to talk about that, so that, we can give out your information? And no? Okay, all right. Praise God. All right, and so what else you got to share with us, man of God?
Oh, no, I just got one really important message that God has really put in my spirit. It's for the whole world, so I just want to make sure I share that before I turn everything back over to Pastor. We're gonna go to Isaiah, the 45th chapter in the 20.
Isaiah 45 and 22. All right, man of God, bless us.
In the word of the Lord says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. The message God has got for the whole world right now, he want the world to look to him.
My God.
And as I was meditating on it, it's twofold. Because what God want the believers to do, he wants to them to get closer right now. Because if ever was a time for the believers to get closer to God now, because it's too much happening. You got too many people passing away. You got so much disease. You got so much confusion from the government on down. So God telling his people, get closer. I need y'all to draw closer to me because I need y'all to be strong as we live in the perilous days when you got suicides, you got murders, you got confusion, you got just no understanding, you got no respect. But yes. What God telling his people is to get closer because you got to be strong. I need you to bring people. I need you to rally so you can get the unsaved into my kingdom. Because time is limited. Time is limited. So we must look to God. And the unsaved, God saying, be saved. Look to me and be saved. And if you look up saved, it means exactly what it means. It means to be attentive to me. And when you're looking at something, sometimes you look at something, you can look briefly or you can look at a long time. God wants the unsaved to look at him to make sure that you have salvation through Jesus Christ.
My God.
So if you're looking around, and you're wondering what's going on, God's saying, look to me and be saved. I want you saved because I want you to be a part of my eternal kingdom. Like the Bible said, he wants you to be a part of the new heaven and the new earth where it won't be no more dying. There ain't going to be no more confusion. There ain't going to be no more envy and strife. It won't be no more division. Ain't going to be no more divorce there. That's what God wants you because it'll be totally bliss there. So that's what God wants his people, to look to him and be saved, because God able to do exceedingly abundantly all that he thinks according to the power that we have. We have power as believers. So the unsaved, God is crying out saying, look to me and be saved. I need you. I want you to be a part of my kingdom. I want your name written in the Lamb's book of life.
No. Go ahead, man.
Yes. So that's the message for the whole world. It don't make a difference what language. It don't make what country you're in. It don't make a difference where you what county you in. God wants you saved. So if you got any questions lingering in your mind, God wants you saved. He wants you saved. And it's just one other scripture, and I'll be finished. I'm gonna go right there. We're gonna stay in Isaiah because.
Which way are we going?
Isaiah 66.
66, okay.
And 2. See, we serve a God that declares the end from the beginning. He declares the end from the beginning. He's so phenomenal, our mind can't even come close to what he's able to do. Mm-hmm. He know every hair on our head. He knew us before we was in our mother's womb. We serve a God, but all God wants his people to do is to save, once again, get closer. The Bible says, draw near to me, I'll draw near the unsaved. He's saying, get saved. Romans 10:9, that's the most important thing. He wants you saved. All the stuff going on right now, all God wants his people to be is saved for the unsaved. Now the word says in the book,
I'm glad you're saying that because, I tell folks there's a religious spirit out there. A religious spirit will have you going to church. It'll have you, going to meetings and doing, but you're really, the Bible says you must be born again. You must be born, because I tell you, sometimes, I don't know, I've seen it done where, there's been a call to come to Jesus. And when you get up to the front, you're asked the question, do you want to join this church? There's no, you know, call for repentance, acknowledging of our sins. You know, there's no asking Jesus Christ to come into our life and be our Lord and Savior. And so there's no initial activation. There was no initial activation in me because when I went to the front, you know, only thing that I was challenged to do was to join a body of people. And so you can join a church without joining God. And so I think it's so important that we let the people of God know, because if you can't stop sinning, because I remember when I truly really got saved, God took away my sin nature, man of God. He took my sin nature. In other words, it was almost like I had never sinned before. And so now I'm you know I thank God, but I look back and I recognize, man, I didn't get it. Come on. I wasn't, you know, when I heard the call and I wanted to really give my life to the Lord, I didn't get it because nobody told me I needed to repent. You know, and so, you know, I was religiously going to church, but I wasn't there. I was religiously going to church, but I was religiously sinning also. Because religion makes you think that you can have one foot in the world and one foot out of the world. Go ahead, man. I just wanted to share that.
Yes. That's very, you know, and what Pastor Thomas saying is so vital. Because what God wants his people to get right now is an adequate message. You got to be born again. You got to give it all. You, like I say, the religious spirit will have you trying to serve two masters or having a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
Oh, glory to God.
And so that's the most important thing, is God wants you to make sure that you truly have salvation. And like the pastor was saying, when you give all your heart, soul, and all your mind into it, that's when God can give you his Holy Spirit.
My God.
So we thank God for that, you know. So I got one more scripture, and I'm going to turn everything over to Pastor Thomas. But it's really been, I thank God for the time. I thank God for the opportunity to spread his gospel. But we want to keep it simple. But, okay, we're going to go to Isaiah, the 66th chapter, and the 22nd verse says, "For all these things have my hand made. All these things have I, says the Lord, but this is the man I will look unto you, even unto him that is poor and a contrite spirit, and he that trembleth at my word." That was Isaiah 66:2. See, we talking about a God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that knows the end for the beginning, the God that knows the number of the stars and he call them all by their name, the God that know the very hairs on our head. He knew us before we was in our mother's womb. God says, "This is the man I will look to, whoever tremble at my word." So when we look into God to save, he's saying that if you tremble at my word, I'm going to look to you. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to have mercy on you. To the unsaved, he's saying, "Look, once you get part of my body, you tremble at my word, I'm going to look to you because I want to guide you. I love you. I want you. I created you. I know I want you to be there where it won't be no more dying. The animals going to play with you. There won't be no more envy and strife. Won't be no more wars and rumors. Won't be no more confusion, division, strife. It won't be no more prejudice. Won't be none of that there." God says, "If you tremble at my words," because some people want to go to the psychologist and go to the counselor, which ain't nothing wrong with going to counselors. Ain't nothing wrong with going to play. But look to God and he will guide you. If you tremble at your word, you're going to run everywhere but to God.
My God.
The word says that blesses the man that trusts in God. So many people, is trusting in the wrong thing. God wants us to trust in him first. And the person that tremble at God's word, so that means that you fear. If God's word tell you to do it and you tremble at it and you try to obey it with all your heart and soul, God say, "That is the person I will look to." So we thank God for that, knowing that when we look into the Almighty God, praying to him, looking for him to guide us, that if we tremble at his word, he'll look to us. Like Pastor Thomas said, he'll look to us about everything. about business, about relationships, about being able to overcome the good and the evil, to be able to get along with our neighbors, to be able to treat our spouses the way we're supposed to treat them.
Man of God, we're short on time, but that may be someone listening that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We would like for you to lead them through the sinner's prayer. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. We would like for you to bow with us and open up your heart if you want to accept Jesus Christ as a partner. You say, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believe in your heart, God raised him dead, you shall be saved. So now we're praying for everybody that's willing to and want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. We want you to repeat Romans 10:9 after us. If you confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and you believe in him with all your heart and with all your soul and your mind, you shall be saved. God, we pray that you will touch him, guide him, and God, that you will save him, Father God, for your purpose. We pray all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you listening in. Let's see. Evangelist Clark will be back with us again on tomorrow. This is the Monday broadcast. Also, we want you to listen in. I know the social media folks are listening. This broadcast will be on 99.9, 100.7, and 94.7 this evening, and that's FM, this evening on the radio from 6 to 6:30. From 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in. Praise the Lord. And so, and then also, man of God, and we won't do it. We're short on time, but we want to get listening tomorrow. We want to make sure that you get his telephone number and email address also. All right. God bless you. We love you. We thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Religion, wrote Karl Marx, is the opium of the people. Decades of scientific research have proved his observation, both right and wrong. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Religion is the sigh of the oppressed creature, wrote Karl Marx, the opium of the people. Well, now, decades of scientific research have proved this observation both right and wrong. Believing in God does ease pain and suffering for many. But he was wrong in thinking that religion, especially Christianity, just leaves us there. A recent article in The Economist put it this way, quote, "Religious belief really does seem to draw the sting of poverty. Although there's a correlation between poverty and decreased mental health, the article highlighted German sociologist Dr. Jana Birkesell's recent findings that religion significantly mitigates this effect. A variety of similar studies confirms this. Regular attendance at religious services is consistently associated with longer lifespans, stronger immune systems, lower blood pressure, less anxiety, less depression, and suicide. Kids raised in religious households have lower levels of drug addiction, delinquency, and incarceration. They're more likely to graduate high school. In short, the nearly unanimous scientific consensus is that religious belief is good for you."